Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's text, the Good Shepherd calls his sheep that he knows by name to listen to him, and he will keep them safe unto eternal life. Now, as we page through Scripture, we find that sheep have this tendency to get a bad reputation. We tend to think of sheep as unintelligent animals that wander off and get lost. And they do. But sheep also have a remarkable ability to identify the voice of their shepherd so that they know who to follow. You see, when multiple flocks would be kept in a sheepfold, and a shepherd went and called for his flock, only those sheep from his flock would come out. The others would stay put. Each would know by the sound of the shepherd's voice whether or not they should follow. So when their shepherd called, they listened, and they followed that shepherd. It's as simple as that. If only it could be that simple with humans. Listening for us is difficult. Teachers will no doubt attest that students struggle to listen to directions. Parents will tell us that kids have this way of not listening to our directions. But then on the flip side, in the day and age where cell phones have become so prevalent and web surfing on those phones so frequent, we parents could do a better job of listening to our kids, myself included on that one. And while I'm on the topic of listening, don't even get me started on those guys that watch sports. I'm pretty sure they never listen. Who would be like that now? As I said, listening is difficult. We live in a world where we're constantly inundated with messages. Our heads are just swirling with all these voices that we hear on the radio, the television, the internet, the phone, and also in our face-to-face contact with family, friends, and coworkers. And not only does this make it difficult to focus, but it also makes it more complex to distinguish between a good message and a bad one. With all the messages out there, who should we be listening to? Who are you listening to? Our text tells us plainly who we are to listen to. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. If we want to be kept safe unto eternal life, then the one to listen to is Jesus. He is the good shepherd that cares for his sheep. He alone can protect his sheep. He alone lays down his life for his sheep, only to take it back up again in victory to give eternal life to his sheep. This is something that Jesus had been proclaiming for quite some time prior to our text for today. But instead of listening to all that Jesus had to say, the Jews chose rather to reject Jesus and to reject his works. No matter how many times that Jesus told them that he was the Messiah, it didn't matter. Listen again to that. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you're not a part of my flock." In Jesus addressing the Jews, he makes clear that those who choose not to listen to him put themselves in grave danger. There is nothing worse than to not be a part of Jesus' flock. To exclude oneself from his flock means that there is no hope when navigating this valley of the shadow of death. There is only death, an eternal condemnation that goes with it. So this text calls those of us who are a part of Jesus' flock all the more then to listen to God's word as if our life depended upon it. It's like a storm warning. We need to listen to those warnings. Otherwise, our life would be in danger. Emily told me that when she was teaching down in St. Louis, she had this student that whenever the siren would go off, she would cover her ears. And Emily had to go up to her and say, "You can't do that. Because if you cover your ears, I can't help keep you safe." So it is with our need to listen to God's word. We need to know what our shepherd's voice sounds like. We need to uncover our ears and remove all of the distractions so that we can actually listen to God speaking to us. We need to hear his word, read it, learn it by heart, inwardly digest it day in and day out so we will know where to follow him. And we will be less likely then to wander off into danger. Because we are sheep after all. And sheep are prone to wander. It is so easy for us to choose not to listen to the good shepherd and hear what our itching ears like to hear. It's like riding in the car when you're listening to the radio and a song comes on and you don't like the song. What do? You change the station until something comes on that you do like. We can be tempted to do that with God's word. When we hear or read his word and we don't like what it says, we may try and convince ourselves that that verse just doesn't apply to us. That perhaps we say to ourselves, well, that was back then, and this is now. This is, after all, what we're seeing across all of Christendom. Several church bodies claiming to be Christian, yet in order to keep up with all of the cultural shifts, they pick and choose which portions of Scripture are relevant to them in the here and now. The problem is that once you disregard one iota of God's word, you've done away with it all. This can even cause confusion for us if we're not remaining in close proximity to God's word. Before we know it, if we're not careful, it could be like that verse in that hymn, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." Heaven forbid that happen to us. And yet such is the danger in the world that we live in. The world we enter into each day continues to become more secular, where the attempts to silence our hearing of God's word is relentless. Perhaps you've heard this recent story about how Bibles are now being removed from the missing man tributes at VA clinics and military bases. Though Bibles and God's word are what gave strength to those soldiers when they were lost from our country, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation has deemed that a Bible present at that tribute is against the law. Or join us for our upcoming Bible class in May on the challenge of Islam defending the Christian faith. I know Pastor Lucas shared with you a couple of weeks ago about a community in Michigan, no less. For those of you who don't know, I'm from Michigan, has adopted Sharia law. When Sharia law is established in a community, no longer is the Bible given a voice anymore. Only the Quran. Christians in any other religion must, if not Islam, must worship in private. As it's been said from this pulpit on numerous occasions, all of this is being done. All of this is being spread in the name of tolerance. Tolerance that is intolerant of Christianity, and tolerance that tries to put a muzzle on God's word. And so, my fellow sheep, don't be deceived. This is the work of the devil trying to lure us away from the good shepherd. It is as Jesus pointed out just a couple of chapters before our text for today. The devil was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he's a liar and a father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. There are a lot of lies out there, people. a lot of lies. A lot of voices that claim to speak the truth, but wouldn't know what it was if it hit them in the face. So it's vital that we listen to our good shepherd, that we follow him, and that we trust in him, and all the while take comfort in the fact that our shepherd doesn't take kindly to anyone who would try and lure us away with their lies. In no way does he want us to be snatched away from his hand. So as only the good shepherd can do, he enters into this valley of the shadow of death with us, and he defeats our enemy once and for all by way of the cross of Calvary. And he doesn't leave us empty-handed either. He gives us the Word of God. He equips us with that greatest weapon of all. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it slices through the web of lies in this world better than a knife through butter. It exposes the devil for the father of lies that he is, and it reveals our Savior Jesus Christ in that truth that sets us free so that we are not left in shame. This, my fellow sheep, is our first line of defense, our last line of defense, and everything in between. The Word of God has been given to us and bought for us with the precious blood of our Good Shepherd, who laid down his life to defeat our enemy once and for all, only to take it back up again in victory. Resurrection victory. Victory, victory, that's our cry. Satan, he's only living a lie. He thinks he can defeat us. He thinks he has won. But it was over 2,000 years ago when Jesus said, "It is done." So have no fear, little flock. Your good shepherd reigns victorious over death and the devil. Though you may lose your focus in this worldly web of lies, he never does. He constantly watches over you. He constantly keeps you in his care. He knows everything about you from the very hairs that are on your head. And should you stray for even just a moment, it is like the parable. In love for you, he will not hesitate to leave the 99 and go searching for you amidst your sinful wanderings to draw you back and gently guide you by his staff, hoist you upon his shoulders, and carry you back into his flock where you belong in his protective presence. Therefore, my fellow sheep, from this day on, don't be afraid to stand up for what your good shepherd has given you to believe. Boldly grab hold of your sword of the Word of God daily and thrust it into the very heart of the enemy. He is done for. Jesus is the Word made flesh, and he dwells among you in triumphant victory. Even here in the valley of the shadow of death, there is no need to fear, because Jesus is here. So hear his word. Read it day in and day out. And take hold of that eternal life that is yours. For you are the Good Shepherd's sheep. In Jesus' name, amen. And so may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.